football. The Wall Street Journal reported a short time ago that an investigation by a law firm commissioned by Michigan revealed that the athletic department had concerns about former head coach Sherrone Moore's conduct long before he was fired in December of 2025 for having a relationship with his executive assistant that violated university policy. In August of 2024, Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel told Moore that the executive assistant could not accompany Moore on trips. Michigan had also been aware of online interactions between Moore and the wife of a donor who had posted provocative photos on her Instagram account.
Fox Sports update on the Right Choice KPRL brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, Mexico remains the top market for U.S. food and agricultural exports, which reached a record $30.6 billion in 2025, 18% of total U.S. food and ag exports. Market opportunities continue to expand with U.S. consumer products up 13%. U.S. meat products, food prep, fresh vegetables, and baked goods are among the largest growing food categories. Continued opportunities in retail and food service make Mexico an optimal market for U.S. products. Well, the USDA and Small Business Administration have signed a new agreement aimed at helping farmers, ranchers, and small rural businesses challenge unfair federal regulatory and enforcement actions. The MOU creates a partnership under USDA's Farmer and Rancher Freedom Framework and includes a new USDA law portal for reporting regulatory disputes and assistance. USDA says the agreement is intended to reduce regulatory burdens, improve coordination between agencies, and provide producers with more legal resources. Well, the United States is the second largest supplier of agricultural products to Vietnam at $4.7 billion in 2025. Vietnam's increasing population and rapidly growing GDP have benefited U.S. ag exports. The greatest potential for U.S. ag exports in Vietnam includes fresh fruits, dairy, and poultry products. It also includes feed and feed ingredients, cotton, ethanol, and ag-related products like seafood and forestry.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading as inflation cools in June. The latest release of the Consumer Price Index revealed that inflation declined by 0.4% month over month and slowed to 3.5% year over year on falling gas prices. Even when removing food and energy prices, core CPI growth was flat last month and slowed annually to 2.6%. As a result of the cooling CPI report, July rate hike bets are tumbling. Technology stocks are boosting the Nasdaq and S&P 500, but the Dow is being hit by a sell-off from IBM, with its stock down 24% and on track for its worst day ever on disappointing earnings and revenue forecasts. And big banks delivering record-smashing earnings, a reassuring signal on the health of consumers and corporate America. Goldman Sachs shares are rallying and are up over 7%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
There'll always be an England, and England shall be free. We sang those words a long time ago in World War II. I hope they're still true. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
Many commentators and pundits have called attention to the fact that the United States seems to follow a course set by the British. Many put us about 15 years behind our English cousins in adopting social reforms pioneered by them. Well, of late, that's been a cause for alarm. Under the leadership of the Socialist Labor Party, Britain has slid into seemingly unsolvable economic problems. Inflation and unemployment are staggering, and the value of the pound is sinking like a modern-day Titanic. Per-man-hour productivity in her industrial structure has gone down until the once-vaunted English craftsman is way behind his counterparts in all of the common market countries. Still, egged on by irresponsible labor leaders, he asks for shorter hours, higher pay, and more perks. That's fringe benefits. Strikes for little or no cause are commonplace. Well, at last a voice has been raised, and we as well as the British should take heed. Surprisingly, the voice comes not from the opposition party, the Conservatives, but from a leader, indeed the leader, of the Labor Party, Prime Minister Callaghan. He says the cozy world which we were told would go on forever, where full employment would be guaranteed by a stroke of the Chancellor's pen, cutting taxes and deficit spending, is gone. The Prime Minister, it is said, now sees socialism as an oversold superstition among the British working class. Well, if it is true that somehow we take a parallel course to Britain, then we'd better listen to what the Labour Prime Minister told the British Labour Party at its recent convention. He obviously was not out to win a popularity contest, and didn't. But even those who jeered the loudest must have wondered if they could equal his courage. "We must ask ourselves unflinchingly," he said, "what is the cause of high unemployment?" And he answered his own question. "Quite simply and unequivocally, it is caused by paying ourselves more than the value of what we produce. This is an absolute fact of life which no government, be it left or right, can alter. We have lived too long on borrowed money, and even borrowed ideas, and live in too troubled a world to be able in a matter of months or even a couple of years to enter the promised land." He went on to say to his surly audience, "We used to think you could just spend your way out of a recession and increase employment by cutting taxes and boosting government spending. I tell you, that option no longer exists. And insofar as it did exist, it worked by injecting inflation into the economy." He added, "We can only become competitive by having the right kind of investment at the right kind of level and by significantly improving the productivity of both labor and capital. nor will we succeed if we use confetti money to pay ourselves more than we produce. I wonder if George Meany would like to ask him to address the AFL-CIO convention. And while he's here, maybe he could speak to Congress. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
Protecting what matters on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Barry Fisher. Advice and information on protecting what matters most in today's world. Brought to you by Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers and their new associate, Heather Bordan, serving the commercial insurance needs of businesses on the Central Coast.
It's Tuesday. It's 12:30. The bear is in the building. It's time for Protecting What Matters. PWM is the broadcast that helps you become better shoppers and buyers of services and products to protect various aspects of your life, health, and property. We also explore current events, our history, community, institutions, and local treasures that are notable and worth preserving. Our first guests will fall into the last category, local treasures that are notable and worth preserving. I've got baseball legend Brett Saberhagen and his wife Candace Saberhagen, and they're here to talk about their charity events and their charity efforts called Sabe's Wings, which is financial support for cancer patients. We'll discuss the monetary and emotional consequences of medical financial toxicity on patients and families, how Sabe's Wings works with and helps cancer patients. And I think you went up to 28 states since the last time I saw you. You're counting since we talked last week, so you're expanding your horizons, and then upcoming events and ways you can assist Brett and Candace. So Brett and Candace, welcome to Protecting What Matters.
Thanks for having us, Barry. We're happy to be here. We're
happy to have you. And also in studio, but he refuses to talk, is my good friend and show sponsor, Dave Belmont of Adler Belmont Group, and we'll see if we can drag him to the
also
microphone.
Also one of our board members, him and his wife, Cindy.
That's right. That's absolutely the case. It's your job to just drag him to the microphone when I say, get him. All right. Folks, you can call. Oh, and then at 1 o'clock, we have another local treasure, Danny Morgan of Paso Tile and Stone. We're going to talk about his rags-to-riches story and how he's bootstrapped himself to success. He's a local business. I want to get a local business owner's view of Slo County private economic development. And then he's also got a new project called Innova Global Fund, which is micro-lending in, of all places, Kenya and around the world. Wow. It's a very interesting topic. So, folks, you can call in with questions or comments, 805-238-5775-238-KPRL. So let's start with you, Brett. What have you been doing since you got off the diamond?
Well, I truly believe that God gave me the gift to throw a baseball to give me that platform to do what we're doing now, and that saves wings. And it was created, I had a nonprofit geared towards the kids, and it was called the Brett Saberhagen Make a Difference Foundation. After 2008 came around and the economy went south, I had a tough time asking. I still have a tough time asking for money. We shouldn't be in the nonprofit, because Candace and I both look at each other. It's like, people ask, what do you need? It's like, money. But never, we're always afraid to ask. So the nonprofit was kind of dormant since 2008. Candace and I got married in 2019. She was diagnosed just before that with her third diagnosis of breast cancer. And with that being said, the normal treatment, the chemo and that didn't work. So we did alternative drugs, which didn't work. And we had to do alternative medication, which fortunately for us, it worked. But it was about $22,000 a month. So Candace did a deep dive during COVID trying to figure out how families are actually affording their treatments and that. And come to find out, people are skipping treatments, not doing treatments, just because they don't want to. It's in the term medical financial toxicity is a true thing out there that people are struggling and keeping loved ones alive, mortgaging things to the hilt. But the Saves Wings comes from, and Candace came up with this, the name of our nonprofit. It's my nickname is Saves, and it's those wings that lift people up. And the one time that she recalls, the first time she recalls me really being a backbone for her while she was going through her treatments is when she was on the shower floor with a clump of hair, couldn't get up, and handing me the hair and having me help her get up and back into bed. And so we've seen it firsthand what cancer does to each and every person when they are diagnosed with it is traumatizing. Not knowing whether you're going to live, what the outcome is going to be, a lot of questions. Sometimes you don't get enough answers. But then you go to on top of that, you go, okay, how am I going to afford the treatments that we need? And there's multiple, and Candace can go into this, about how many different ways people are really struggling financially. It's not just a straight, narrow line where this is the way it is. It's all types of life, walks of life. And it's been great for us being in the Central Coast, helping so many people in and around the Central Coast. And that's kind of where Saves Wings has been based in our big gala, which we'll get to in a little bit. But we feel blessed. And I really, truly believe that throwing a baseball was God's gift of me kind of doing what we're doing now.
That's very, very cool. And Candace, what did you do before you got married to Brett? And I saw something about you were in medical technology or something.
Yeah, I was in the medical industry, doing more regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy research, R&D. So I owned my own companies. We took in high-end, high-impact athletes who had been injured on the gridiron for long periods of time in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And then instead of doing invasive procedures like a hip replacement or a knee replacement or a spine, we actually went in and did injections utilizing either autologous-derived stem cell therapy, which means from you, autologous from you, or a chorion tissue product, which comes from the umbilical cord. And then we were able to chart 12,000 patients worth of data on what was the most efficacious results that we could deem from that. So I had a long history in medical before medical financial toxicity really came into my life. And the oddity of it is my programs were all cash pay. So I was asking patients to pay thousands of dollars for treatments that were not recognized under any type of insurance and turn around, and it kind of slaps me in the face. And then I was hit with alternative care, which is why you do the research. Now we've deemed that it is efficacious, all of those treatments that I was doing. And in hindsight, the medication that I was actually on for breast cancer was designed for ovarian cancer with a BRCA1 genealogy positive test. I had breast cancer with a BRCA1 positive test, but it was not actually allowed for me at that time. But as our great doctor here in the Central Coast, Dr. Brian DiCarlo, said, it is now because you did the research.
That's great. That's really, it's good. And it's good that you're a survivor.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the symptoms of medical financial trauma.
Oh, gosh. There's so many.
Yeah, let's start at the top.
Here's the astounding statistic. 80% of our patients are fully insured. And so we're not looking at a demographic of underpoverished individuals who do not have the amenities to put life together adequately. We're looking at individuals just like you and me who have done everything right, and this one diagnosis just knocked them off that block and set them back significantly. So anybody who is not able to make a house payment, a utility payment, not making a deductible for insurance or insurance, this is the big one, the one that bothers me the most. Insurance providers who deny a PET scan to a patient when an oncologist has deemed it appropriate. And it happens all the time.
Right.
Even when the oncologist goes to a peer-to-peer, which some of the greatest spend hours on the phone doing these peer-to-peers.
What's a peer-to-peer?
Peer-to-peer is a meeting that the oncologist goes into with the insurance company. The insurance company has an expert, typically probably something of an MD caliber, but maybe not an oncology degree. And it is that person's advocating for the insurance company and saving dollars on that side, whereas the oncologist is advocating for the patient and giving his worthiness of what the patient needs. Mm-hmm. So we're allowing the insurance company to dictate what the patient actually receives.
Kind of like the Grand Inquisition.
Exactly like that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So there's the material aspect of this. I mean, and of course the weight of the whole thing.
Oh, think about this. Yeah. You have a cancer diagnosis. You call up Brett. Hey, Brett, our good friend was just diagnosed with prostate cancer. He's told he has prostate cancer. You're going through all what you need to do medically. You're not even thinking about how it's going to impact you financially.
Mm-hmm.
You're not thinking about the time that you're needing to take off of work. You're not taking into consideration the time your wife or your spouse or your caretaker is going to need to take off of work.
Self-employed. You can just go up and down the list of things that that you're not able to do when you come down with cancer. At first, it seemed like a lot of single parents that were in need, and now it kind of comes and goes in cycles. And the one thing that I want to specify is it's not just breast cancer; it's any type of cancer. That's mm-hmm. where the people that we're helping. One of our things we say is cancer doesn't discriminate, and we don't discriminate on who we help out there.
Yeah.
So, and like you said, we've spread our wings pretty widely in the first 5.5 years. We started this up in 2021, and this is going to be our sixth annual gala in October. But it's great. I'm not sure if it's 28. I know it's definitely 27 states we've helped. 28 now.
It says 28 on the website.
That's a new one for me. Yeah, I know Hawaii was just added to that. So,
we added one on the East Coast last week.
That's amazing. Uh-huh. So very cool. We hope to be out of business, but we hope to hit all 50 states. And it's there's such a need out there.
Yes.
And like we talk about, it's not just the lower class incomes. It's the middle class. It's people that really need that extra help, and it depends on the situation that they're going through.
Talk about the psychological distress that this causes on the patient and families.
We actually had an individual who came to us not too long ago. If you want to talk really about the psychological reform that happens. And she had an aunt who chose not to go through treatment because she knew that it was going to encumber too much cost. Hmm. So she chose to die instead, and she did.
Mm-hmm.
And so that in itself, I mean, when you're choosing to not put your family under stress, financial stress, versus salvaging your life to be here for your family, I think that speaks volumes. Mm-hmm. Just huge amount of stress that goes into it. For me, I can speak personally to it. Brett and I were first married, so I had a really hard time coming to him and saying, I need help. And I was very self-sufficient. I had always done things on my own. So it was difficult for me to actually lay all that down and say, I don't think I can make it past 6 months. I'm going to be out of funds at this point in time. And I think for the majority of people out there, it is difficult to ask for help. And so that in itself causes a psychological barrier where they're sitting there thinking, do I do this application? I can handle this myself. But really, that's why organizations like ours exist. Mm-hmm. We're here. We want to be there for the patient. We want to make sure that they don't see any negative impact and be able to just concentrate on getting better, on healing, on going through the treatment without all of the constraints of the cost.
Yeah.
And it's funny that there is a lot of pride with a lot of people where they don't want to ask for help. And in particular, more male than female.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of women out there that have a lot of pride that don't want to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something where, at times you just have to say, hey, there's a lot of people that'll put out GoFundMes and that to help out families. And we do another program. We have multiple programs inside what our grant process is.
Mm-hmm.
We do a thing at Christmas time. We do a thing with one of Kendall Gottfried, which is very close to Dave. We do a scholarship in her name now. Mm. Hope with Wings.
Hope Without Limits.
Hope Without Limits, yep. Which, go ahead,
it coincides with the same concept as a GoFundMe, but we and I eliminate the fees. So a GoFundMe would take up to 8% of everybody who's donating, and it's not a tax write-off. And so we took it to a different extent and said, hey, we'll take it under our 501c3, and everything that comes in will be a tax write-off, and we'll give the individual, the donor, who's donating the money, the opportunity to cover the fees themselves, which most of them do, and then more money goes into the pocket of the patients. We take 4 patients per quarter who can do their own type of campaign like that. We had a young gentleman who had 4 children on the brink of losing his homestead.
Wow.
And he was able to fundraise through our Hope Without Limits and take him out of that bankruptcy sector. I mean, the house had been in his family for years, dating back to the 1900s, and it was actually paid off. He took a mortgage out for treatment. Stage 4, very late stage. He's still with us, and the family home has been salvaged.
Talk a little bit about, we're going to be going into break here in about 3 minutes. So we got to take your time. One of the things that I think we talked about it last week that I deal with in my area of insurance is the stress on the caregivers. So from your perspective, you were here. Usually it's the other way around in my business. It's the wife taking care of the husband, right? But in this case, to talk from tell us about what this did to you, Brett, from a caregiver perspective.
Well, I was all in. She came to Chicago to break up with me in 2018 when she was diagnosed for the third time. She didn't want me going through all of the things that she knew was going to happen and that. And the next day, after a lot of tears that night at dinner at Luminati's in Chicago, I think a lot of people were...
Big spender, Brett.
Yeah, I know. I love their pizza. It's we had a nice dinner there, but people were probably looking at me going, wow, he's, I don't know what's going on with him, but he's crying an awful
having
lot
a mental
tonight.
Breakdown a mental breakdown at the bar.
But the next day, we went for coffee, as Candace likes to tell the story. We passed Starbucks and you name it, every type of coffee. And she says, where's this mythical coffee shop? End up going to the Diamond District and picking out a ring and right there, and got down on a knee and proposed to her. And ever since then, we've been attached at the hip, changing lives and doing some great things. But the caregiving, I think it's probably a lot easier as the caregiver. It's about being positive. I've been on some great baseball teams. Been a part of a lot of teams, and you know, we became a team. And you know, my job is to lift that other person up, which was Candace, in more ways than one, and really not have her be negative and try to stay positive even when there was no positivity available in given days and that. So it's a tough task, but between doing a lot of things that she liked to do, we'd go out on the boat at Lake Nacimiento and have nice days there. I took the recliner and put it out back out so she can get some sunshine and enjoy the backyard view and stuff, just you know, make sure that she had gum while she was going through her treatment, because it tasted metallic.
Yeah. Always. You know, a lot of people didn't realize that was during COVID. So I saw nobody. I never went inside of a grocery store. I was in complete isolation. So Brett was my sole caretaker, other than a nurse who would come in every 3 weeks. And, you know, he's the wings. He's the wings part of Sabe's Wings. He's the Sabes and the Wings. He lifted me up when I needed it. I had fresh roses on the table when I would wake up from a nap. It was just, he was a tremendous caretaker. I know there was a lot of stress on him, but he never once showed it.
Yeah. Real quickly, tell us a little bit about the work you're doing with UCLA and Dr. DiCarlo.
Sure. So we have the Lift Hope Tumor Board with Dr. DiCarlo. Basically, what we do is we get together and identify cases that would be of good resource for us for research, so that we can take that case, put it into the bill that we've written for Congress and said, this is why we're trying to pass X amount. And so basically, one of the things that you and I discussed last week that I wanted to hone in on, and what I've already discussed today, is eliminating the opportunity for insurance companies to deny a claim. It's just, it shouldn't be in their pocket to begin with. And so we're trying to gather as much data as possible so that we can showcase that to our congressmen and say, this needs to change.
Great. When we return, folks, we're going to talk about the grant process a little bit. and then the upcoming event. It's coming in October, correct?
Correct.
All right. So, folks, stand by. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Eric Church, live in concert. At the California Mid-State Fair. Saturday, July 18th. Get tickets now at midstatefair.com.
Having a record year. Funny how melody sounds.
Don't miss Eric Church.
Pulled out drinking.
Saturday, July 18th at the California Midstate Fair.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trust, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. We're visiting with Brett and Candace Saberhagen from Sabes Wings. It helps people with their medical financial toxicity and fundraising. And we've got a whole bunch of stuff we want to wrap up with here before the end of the show. 805-238-5775, 238-KPRL. Candace, give us a high level of the grant process. Absolutely. How does that roll?
So our grants are open for a portion of every single month on a 9-month cycle. So our grants are actually being closed for the next 3 months so we can gear up for our big fundraiser. www.sabeswings.org has our application process on there. It's pretty simple. You go in, you complete it. As long as you complete the application, it then goes to the second tier, which is a personal audit through our executive director and her team. And you do need to be an active cancer patient, so an active diagnosis, and you have to show that you have medical financial toxicity. So where's the bleed? Is it with utilities? Is it with housing? Is it with medical? And those are three separate grants that you can apply for. It's not guaranteed, and not the full portion that you're asking for is guaranteed, but we're here to eliminate as much as we possibly can. And I say that because we do have lots of individuals who go on and will apply for multiple grants throughout our system and then have the expectation that they're going to get all of them. But we audit them and triage with the highest priority of the greatest need. If an individual's coming in on the brink of losing their home, we're going to try to salvage the home. We've done it with a vehicle. We don't do vehicles anymore, but we've definitely kept a car out of hock before. It's just those small things that really make a big difference in your day-to-day life that people don't realize and take for granted.
And I mean, you have an all-star board of who's who.
We do.
Do some of them get involved in the grant process and all that?
Yes, we do have a separate grant committee. So if it has to go to a second level where our executive director is also named Candace, where Candace has to pull in two or three board members to make a decision, she'll do that. It's typically with some of the female board members because they're a little bit more empathetic and we want them to really hone in on the story.
Okay.
And that's where we would gather that from.
Great. All right, so why don't you take a few minutes here and unpack back the October 10th and 11th event and program and the whole nine yards?
We definitely do it upright. My husband has an expectation that he sets for us every single year. We always try to exceed it. I don't think we do.
We throw a good party.
We do, but we all do it in the name of a good cause. And so Saturday, October 10th, our gala starts at 4 p.m. at Rava. We have music coming in out of Nashville. We have a lot of surprises that will be happening that night. Plus, we get to showcase some of our local patients. So if you want to support a local patient who's been helped through us, please come on down and do that. Tickets are available online. Sunday is also...
Hold on, before you go into Sunday, I think the big reason that we like to change things up each year is because when people come into events... They first off, they know that, hey, this is a fundraiser. This is, we're trying to raise money in that. And if you're going to the same thing each year and seeing the same things each year, it's going to be boring. So each year we add something. Like last year, she added a flash mob right before, I get choked up about this, right before the cancer patients were introduced that were in the audience. And came down on a red carpet, everybody standing up. It was amazing. So
electrifying.
We change things up each and every year, and this is another one of those years that you're not going to want to miss. So we got some cool things going. So, and then go ahead on Sunday.
That's true. I'm glad you interrupted. That was great. Sunday we do our golf tournament at Hunter Ranch. And adjacent to that, running at the same exact time, is our fashion show for significant others who may not want to golf. It's actually hosted by Kim Alexis, supermodel out of the 1980s and 1990s.
She's been in more Sports Illustrated than I have. I'm a little jealous of her.
I would be.
Also, the mixology class is going on that day for the significant others. And the reason why we do that, and go ahead, because...
I've gone to so many tournaments with Brett. And 9 times out of 10, I'm sitting in the hotel room during a tournament, twiddling my thumbs or doing work. And I really wanted to bring in everybody who was traveling to us and say, hey, let's get together. And it also helps increase the funds that we receive that during that time. So as many opportunities as we can possibly open up for just that and to highlight our patients. So our patients are actually our models at the fashion show. And that makes it so rewarding.
Yeah.
They get to dress up, do their hair, do their makeup, feel human again. And just in that, just giving them that sense of humanity, it makes my heart warm.
Do you have a fundraising goal when you start each year? I mean, kind of like, this is what we want to raise?
Yeah.
$5 million? that's been Candace's for a little bit of time now. It's like, okay.
We haven't reached that, but we do reach $1 million and have for the last several years. But our goal for this year is 1.6, but I'll take 5.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a taskmaster, aren't you?
Yes.
Where's the golf tournament?
At Hunter Ranch here in Paso Robles. Everything local. We try to bring all of our guests to see really what highlights the greatest attributes of Paso Robles. And everybody wants to come back every single year. We do it right. There's a special helicopter drop after the tournament, which is really exciting and fun.
A little ball drop for... usually a big 6-liter bottle of Camus. I know we're in Paso in that, but Camus has been great to us with all kinds of different auction items, and Austin Hope as well. We've got so many dear friends. Jay Ducey, winemaker of the year.
Right. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Janelle. So we just have so many great friends that are in the wine industry. I mean, we could sit here and talk about all of our friends that are winemakers
who come to this and help during harvest. They stop what they're doing and come to our event and help. And that speaks to this community in so many different ways.
We got about 30 seconds left. How can people get involved and how can they find out more and kind of stuff?
So go to our website, sabeswings.org. Everything is listed there as far as the gala is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Also, we have a car show. If anybody's interested in a car show, I think it's the 5th of August.
September,
I'm sorry. It's a Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. It's right here in Paso. We're taking over like 3 streets. The Salas, Randy Salas, thank you. He's big into cars, and He wants to have about 200 cars out there. Wow. So you can check that out on the website as well.
Second annual Saves Wings Car Show.
Yeah, so you can register there for the car show. Great. Coming up as well. So
well, thank you both for coming in and, and sharing all this, and I'll look forward to coming to some of the events.
I love it. Thank you.
Folks, go to Saves Wings, that's S-A-B-E-S Wings, W-I-N-G-S.com. Or is it org?
Org.
All right.
Thanks, Barry.
On the other, I'll be up back on the other side of the break with Danny Morgan, and get ready for another treat. So stand by.
Join us next Tuesday for Protect What Matters the Most with Barry Fisher. Send your questions and show topic ideas to barry@blazinbear.com. AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton. It's